This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project, with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us studying the language of Arabic, the language of our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the language of the noble Quran, the language of the Anbiya, the language of the Sharia of Al-Islam. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, it is the language of Al-Islam, walhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, as has been said, you want to understand the Arabic language. Why? Because you want to understand the Quran and the Sunnah. You want to understand the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to understand the words, the beautiful, noble words of the Rasul Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. And there's no other way to understand that except that you need to learn the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah, our syllabus that we've been going through, the book that we've been going through, Durusul Lughati al-Arabiyyati lighayri an-natiqin biha, the Arabic Lessons for Non-Arabic Speaking Students, Volume 1, we are currently studying, walhamdulillah. And in our last majlis, we had concluded, we finished off with lesson number 11. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, in this dars, we move on to Ad-Darsu Thani Ashar. Ad-Darsu Thani Ashar, lesson number 12, walhamdulillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair and barakah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala record our sitting in our scales of good deeds, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ikhlas. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, as for the textbook, you can easily find it online. You can also find it at your local bookshops, walhamdulillah. As for the previous audios, for those who have missed out, then they have been uploaded to muslimcentral.com. You can find them there, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Su'ad, the sister, her name is Su'ad. Not a very common name. Her name is Su'ad. What does Su'ad say? She says, "Assalamu alayki wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh." She's making salam to al-bint. Bint is a girl or a daughter. She's making salam to this female. So that's why she said, "Assalamu alayki." Assalamu alayki. We did not say assalamu alayka, but rather assalamu alayki, because she is speaking to a female. And so the sister, the bint, the girl, the young girl, she says, wa alayki salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be upon you. كيف حالك يا بنت؟ How are you doing, O girl? كيف حالك يا بنت؟ How are you doing, O daughter, O girl? كيف حالك؟ If we were speaking to a male, we would say كيف حالك؟ Excellent. So speaking to a female, we say كيف حالك؟ جميل ما شاء الله. So brothers and sisters, this is that which is new in this lesson. This is what is jadid. Jadid in this lesson, lesson number 12, is that we are now speaking to a female. Previously we spoke to brother Ahmed and Ilyas, كيف حالك؟ أين ذهبت؟ Where did you go? هذا كتابك. This is your book. Now all the same, but now we are speaking to a female. So we would say, هذا كتابك. This is your book. هذا كتابك. This is your book. أين ذهبت؟ Where did you go? To the guy. أين ذهبت؟ To the female. أين ذهبت؟ ما شاء الله. وعليك السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. And upon you is السلام ورحمة and the mercy of Allah سبحانه وتعالى وبركاته and His blessings upon you. كيف حالك يا بنت؟ How are you doing, O بنت, O daughter, O girl? She responds, أنا بخير والحمد لله. أنا بخير. I am fine. أنا means I. بخير. I am fine. I'm in a state of being fine. والحمد لله. والحمد لله. And all types of praise are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. والحمد لله. In fact, no matter what your state, no matter what your situation, you should always say, الحمد لله Ala kulli hal, all praise is due to Allah upon all circumstances. So she responds, Ana bi khairin walhamdulillah, I am fine and all praise is due to Allah. Min aina anti, from where are you? Min aina anti, min, from, aina, where, anti, you, from where are you? From where you? If we were speaking to Ahmed or Ilyas or brother Talha, we would say, min aina anta, min aina anta. But speaking to a female, min aina anti. Understand the difference, brothers and sisters. Anta to the guy, anti to the female. Both of them mean you. Anta, you, masculine. Anti, you, feminine. Ana min al-riyadi. Ana min al-riyadi. I am from al-riyad. Riyadh, the capital of Saudi Arabia. Ana min al-riyadi. I am from Riyadh. Technically, what does the word Riyadh mean? Riyadh means garden. Riyadh means garden. Jamil. Masmuki. Masmuki. Masmuki, what is your name? Masmuki, what is your name? Speaking to Ahmed, Masmuka. Speaking to Fatima, Masmuki. Repeated, brothers and sisters. Repeated, repeated. All of this here, please follow and repeat. A'id, repeat. Masmuki, what's your name? Ismi Aminatu. Ismi Aminah. Obviously, for learning purposes, we read it completely. So, Ismi Aminatu. Jayid. Ismi Aminatu, my name is Amina. My name is Amina. Excellent, mashallah. Aina Abuki, where is your father? Aina Abuki, ki, because I'm speaking to a female. Speaking to Ahmed, I would say, Aina Abuka, where is your father? She says, Abi, my father. Abi, my father. So, Abun is a father. Al-Abu, the father. Abi, my father. I repeat. Abun, a father. Al-Abu, the father. Abi, my father. Abi huna fil Madinati al Munawwarati. My father is here in Medina al Munawwara. My father is here. My father is found here. He is here fil Madinati al Munawwarati, in the illuminated city of Medina. MashaAllah. Huwa muwajjahun. Or some books have muwajjihun. Some books even have mufattishun. Huwa mufattishun fil madrasati thanawiyyati. Huwa mufattishun. Mufattish is an inspector. Taftish. You're going for umrah or something of the sort, and then the bus driver says there's a taftish ahead. Taftish, there's an inspection. There's a checkpoint ahead. Huwa mufattishun fil madrasati thanawiyyati. He is a mufattish. He is an inspector in the secondary school. Fil madrasati thanawiyyati. Thanawiyya, secondary. Wa aina ummuki? And where is your mother? Ummun, mother. Al-ummu, the mother. Ummuki, your mother. Ummi, my mother. Mumtaz. Ummuka, your mother, to the male. Hiya aydan huna. She is also here. Hiya aydan. Aydan means also. Hiya aydan huna. She is also here. Hiya tabibatun fi mustashfa al-wiladati. Hiya tabibatun fi, she is a doctor. Tabiba, masha'Allah. So his mother is a female doctor. Hiya tabibatun. And let's say his father was a doctor. What would we say? What would he call his father? His father would be a tabibun. And so his mother is a tabibatun, female doctor. Hiya tabibatun, where? Fi, in. Mustashfa al-wiladati. Mustashfa, hospital. Hopefully that's the place where Allah grants you shifa. Mustashfa al-wiladati. Not any type of hospital, but the hospital where we have wilada, where we have birth happening, Jayid. And so mustashfa al-wiladati, maternity hospital. Maternity hospital. His mother is a doctor at the maternity hospital. Mumtaz. وَمَنْ هَذِهِ الْفَتَاةُ الَّتِي مَعَكِ And who is this young girl, Fatah? Who is this young girl? Allati ma'aki. Allati means who is. Who is ma'aki, with you. So we learned previously the word alladhi. Alladhi is masculine for who or which. As for allati, it is feminine for who or which. So let's see. وَمَنْ هَذِهِ الْفَتَاةُ الَّتِي مَعَكِ And who is this young girl who is with you? أَهِيَ أُخْتُكِ Is she your sister? أَهِيَ أُخْتُكِ Is she your أُخْت? Is she your sister? أَهِيَ أُخْتُكِ Alif of questioning. Here means she. Is she? أُخْت أخت means sister. Is she sister? أُخْتُكِ Is she sister you? Is she your sister? Is she your sister? أَهِيَ أُخْتُكِ What did they respond? La, hiya bintu ammi. Hiya bintu ammi. She is the daughter of my uncle. She is the daughter of my uncle, meaning she's my cousin. Hiya bintu ammi. Hiya bint, daughter. Bintu ammi. Am is father's brother. Hiya bintu ammi. She is the daughter of my father's brother. Masmuha. What's her name? So take note, brothers and sisters. Masmuka, what's your name? Masmuki, what's your name to the female? Masmuhu, what is his name? Masmuha, what is her name? Excellent. Masmuha, masmuha, repeat. Masmuha, what is her name? Ismuha Fatimatu. Ismuha Fatimatu, mashallah. What a beautiful name. That's the name our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to his daughter, his beloved daughter, Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. And she eventually went on to marry that giant, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu ta'ala anha. And they had those beautiful sons, Hassan, Hussein, mashallah, tabarakallah. So brothers and sisters, Ismuha Fatimatu, her name is Fatima. Ahiya zamilatuki? Is she your colleague? Ahiya, alif of questioning. Here, is she? Ahiya zamilatuki, zamilatuki, zamilatu, your colleague. Is she your colleague? Is she your colleague? La, ana fil madrasati al mutawassitati. I am in intermediate level school. Madrasati al Mutawassitati. Mutawassita means intermediate, middle. We are the ummatun wasat. We are the middle ummah. The word wasatiyya. Wasatiyya, middle. Jayid. We find, for example, in history, you had the famous towns Basra and Kufa, and then Hajjaj ibn Yusuf, during the Umayyad period, he had a city in the middle of them built. And so the city in the middle of these two other cities, in the middle of Basra and Kufa, this city was called Wasit. Why was it called Wasit? Because it was in the Wasat. It was in the middle of those two cities, between those two cities. Mumdaz. لا أنا في المدرسة المتوسطة I am in intermediate level school وهي في المدرسة الثانوية and she is in secondary school she's older than our sister here she is in secondary school وهي في المدرسة الثانوية وهي في المدرسة الثانوية and she is in secondary school again لا أنا في المدرسة المتوسطة I am in intermediate level school وهي في المدرسة الثانوية and she is in secondary level school ثانوية is a نعت it's a describing word ألكِ أختٌ ألكِ أختٌ Do you have a sister? Do you have a sister? لا ما لي أختٌ Important. This is how we negate. La, no, comma. Ma li ukhtun. I do not have a sister. Ma li ukhtun. No for me, sister. I don't have a sister. Alaki akhun. Alaki akhun. Do you have a brother? Na'am. Li akhun kabirun. I have a big brother. Li belongs to me. I have li akhun kabirun. I have a big brother. Kabirun, big brother. وهو طالب بالجامعة. And he is a student. وهو طالب. He is a talib. He is in the pursuit of something. He is a talib, a seeker. Seeker of what? Talibul dunya, talibul akhirah, talibul mal. What is he seeking? He is a talibul ilm. He is seeking knowledge. Bil jami'ati, at the university. Again, na'am, li akhun kabirun wa huwa talibun bil jami'ati. Yes, I have an older brother, and he is a student at the university. وَمَنْ هَذَا الطِّفْلُ الَّذِي مَعَكِ And who is this kid who is with you people? Who is this kid who is with you? وَمَنْ هَذَا الطِّفْلُ طِفْلُ kid or infant? And who is this infant? Who is this child, this طِفْل? الَّذِي مَعَكِ Who is with you? So with regards to, saying who for a female, we say الَّتِي. But when we talk about who for a male, a word which is masculine, then we say alladhi, like our current sentence. وَمَنْ هَذَا الطِّفْلُ الَّذِي مَعَكِ And who is this child who is with you? هُوَ ابْنُ أَخِي هُوَ ابْنُ أَخِي He is the son of my brother. هُوَ ابْنُ أَخِي He is the son of my brother. هُوَ ابْنُ أَخِي He is the ibn of my أَخِي He is the son of my brother. مَسْمُهُ What is his name? مَسْمُهُ What is his name? إِسْمُهُ سَعْدٌ His name is? His name is Sa'dun, masha'Allah. We have a famous companion, Sa'd bin Abi Waqas. His name was Sa'd. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas, famous companion. One of the 10 who were granted the glad tidings of paradise, subhanAllah. Ismuhu Sa'dun. His name is Sa'd. A'ummuki fil bayti al-ana. A'ummuki fil bayti al-ana. A'ummuki is your mother. في البيت in the house الآن now is your mother in the house now لا ذهبت إلى المستشفى no ذهبت إلى المستشفى she went to the hospital سليمان ذهب أحمد ذهب إلياس ذهب whereas فاطمة ذهبت آمنة ذهبت أمي ذهبت أختي ذهبت. We add that ta to indicate that I'm talking about a female. سليمان ذهب وآمنة ذهبت. Excellent. والحمد لله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. That was a reading of the passage with regards to lesson number 12. والحمد لله. We now move on to exercise number 1. And inshallah, lesson number 12 has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 exercises. MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. We'll see how many we can get done in this majlis. Hopefully, we can complete lesson number 12 in this majlis, inshaAllah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Tamareen exercises. Iqra' waktub. Exercise number 1. Iqra' waktub. Ma ma'ana iqra'? Ya ikhwan wal akhawat, ma ma'ana iqra'? يا عبد الله يا أمة الله ما معنى إقرأ What does إقرأ mean? ما معنى means what means? ما معنى إقرأ إقرأ يعني read إقرأ أو النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم the first وحي he received إقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق Excellent إقرأ واكتب read and write كيف حالك يا أبي Repeat everyone كيف حالك يا أبي كيف حالك يا أبي كيف حالك يا أبي How are you doing, oh my father? كيف حالك يا أبي كيف حالك يا أبي How would your father respond? He would say أنا بخير والحمد لله أنا بخير والحمد لله ممتاز Question number 2 كيف حالك يا أمي كيف حالك يا أمي Take note Speaking to the father كيف حالك Speaking to the mother كيف حالك يا أمي How would she respond أنا بخير والحمد لله I am fine والحمد لله Number 3 أين ابنك يا زينب أين ابنك يا زينب Where's your son O Zainab أين ابنك يا زينب أين ابنك يا زينب Where's your son, O Zainab? ذهب إلى المسجد. ذهب إلى المسجد. ذهب إلى المسجد. ذهب He went where? إلى المسجد. مسجد with a kasra. Why? Because alif. Because ila is a harf of jar, and so the noun after it will take a kasra. أين بنتك يا آمنة؟ أين بنتك يا آمنة؟ Where's your daughter, O آمنة؟ أين بنتك يا آمنة؟ Where's your daughter, O آمنة؟ ذهبت إلى المدرسة. ذهبت إلى المدرسة. She went to the madrasa. Take note. Look at that son. He ذهب. ذهب إلى المسجد. Whereas this daughter ذهبت إلى المدرسة. She went to the madrasa. ذهبت. ذهبت is a verb indicating past tense. It means she went. Number four or number five. لمن هذه الساعة الجميلة؟ To who belongs this beautiful watch? لمن هذه الساعة الجميلة؟ لمن هذه الساعة الجميلة؟ To who belongs this beautiful watch? أهي لك يا فاطمة؟ Does it belong to you, O فاطمة؟ أهي is it, does it, the what, the watch. أهي لكي belonging to you يا فاطمة. نعم هي لي. نعم هي لي. Yes, it belongs to me. نعم, yes. هي it. It meaning the watch. لي belongs to me. ما شاء الله. Number six. أهذا قلمك يا محمد؟ أهذا قلمك يا محمد؟ Is this your pen, O Muhammad? أهذا قلمك يا محمد؟ Is this your pen, O Muhammad? أهذا قلمك يا محمد؟ لا. هذا قلمك أنت. No, this is your pen. Is this your pen, O Muhammad? No, this is your pen. Muhammad is telling you that it is your pen. لا. هذا قلمك أنت. No, this is your pen. You. This is your pen. Number seven. تلك السيارة الجميلة. This, that beautiful car. تلك far away. تلك السيارة الجميلة. That beautiful car. تلك السيارة الجميلة. التي which. That beautiful car which. خرجت الآن which exited now. That which, that beautiful car which left now or which exited now. من المدرسة from the مدرسة للمدير belongs to the principal. ما شاء الله. تلك السيارة الجميلة, that beautiful car, التي خرجت الآن which left now, من المدرسة from the school للمدير belongs to the principal. Number eight. أأنت مهندس يا أخي؟ You ask the brother. أأنت مهندس يا أخي؟ Are you an engineer, O my brother? أأنت مهندس يا أخي؟ Are you an engineer, my brother? Let's say you want to ask him, are you an imam? أأنت إمام يا أخي؟ Let's say you want to ask him, is he a student? أأنت طالب يا أخي؟ Let's say you want to ask him if he's a businessman. أأنت تاجر يا أخي؟ Let's say you want to ask him if he is an accountant. أأنت محاسب يا أخي؟ So here we asked him, أأنت مهندس يا أخي؟ Are you an engineer, O my brother? He says, لا أنا طبيب. لا أنا طبيب. No, I am a doctor. And the last one from exercise one. أأنت طبيبة يا أختي؟ أأنت طبيبة يا أختي؟ أأنت طبيبة يا أختي؟ Are you a doctor, O my sister? She says, لا أنا مدرسة. لا أنا مدرسة. No, I'm a female teacher. لا أنا مدرسة. لا أنا مدرسة. ما شاء الله. Guys, number two. So exercise number two states, اقرأ كل جملة من الجمل الآتية ثم قرأها أخرى بعد تغيير المنادى كما هو موضح في المثال. ما شاء الله. Read the example and then change the sentences as per the example. So for example, one sentence we might be calling out يا أحمد. So obviously everything masculine would be used there. Another sentence we might be saying Ya Amina. And so all feminine words etc. would have to be used there. Let's see. Aina qalamuka ya abi? Aina qalamuka ya abi? Where's your pen, O my father? Aina qalamuka ya abi? Where is your pen, O my father? Ya abi, O my father. Aina qalamuki ya ummi? Where's your pen, O my mother? Aina qalamuki ya ummi? Where's your pen, O my mother? Jamil. So, very easy, inshallah. Number one, أعندك قلم يا محمد؟ أعندك قلم يا محمد؟ أعندك قلم يا محمد؟ Do you have a pen, O Muhammad? أعندك قلم يا محمد؟ Do you have a pen, O Muhammad? If we're talking to Amina, what would we say? أعندك أعندك قلم يا آمنة؟ أعندك قلم يا آمنة؟ أعندك قلم يا آمنة؟ Another one. أين بيتك يا أستاذي؟ أين بيتك يا أستاذي؟ Where's your house, O my teacher? أين بيتك يا أستاذي؟ Where's your house, O my teacher? Talking to a female teacher. أين بيتك يا أستاذتي؟ أين بيتك يا أستاذتي؟ أين بيتك يا أستاذتي؟ Where is your house, O female teacher? O يا أستاذتي. Number three. أهذا الدفتر لك يا علي؟ أهذا الدفتر لك يا علي؟ Does this notebook belong to you, O Ali? أهذا الدفتر, دفتر notebook. أهذا الدفتر لك يا علي, belongs to you, O Ali. Talking to Fatima, أهذا الدفتر لك يا فاطمة؟ أهذا الدفتر لك يا فاطمة؟ Number four. من أين أنت يا أخي؟ From where are you, O my brother? من أين أنت يا أخي؟ من, from. أين, where, أنت يا أخي. From where are you, O my brother? من أين أنت يا أخي. If you're talking to a female, من أين أنت يا أختي. 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 جيد. Number five. أين أبوك يا خالد. أين أبوك يا خالد. Where is your father, O خالد. Talking to خديجة. أين أبوك يا خديجة؟ أين أبوك يا خديجة؟ أين أبوك يا خديجة؟ جميل. أأنت مريض يا خالي؟ أأنت مريض يا خالي؟ Are you sick, oh my mother's brother? Are you sick, oh my uncle? أأنت مريض يا خالي؟ أأنت مريضة يا خالتي؟ Talking to your خالة. Your mother's sister. أأنتي, are you مريضة؟ Are you sick, يا خالتي؟ Are you sick, O my mother's sister? أين بنتك يا عمي؟ Where's your daughter, O my uncle? أين بنتك يا عمي؟ أين بنتك يا عمتي؟ أين بنتك يا عمتي؟ Where's your daughter, O my father's sister, O my aunt? ألك أخ يا حامد؟ Do you have a brother, O Hamid? ألك أخ يا حامد؟ If we're talking to سعاد, ألك أخ يا سعاد؟ ألك أخ يا سعاد؟ ألك أخ يا سعاد؟ ماذا عندك يا أخي؟ What do you have, O my brother? ماذا عندك يا أخي؟ ماذا عندك يا أختي؟ ماذا عندك يا أختي؟ What do you have, O my sister? السلام عليك يا أبي. Salam upon you, O my father. السلام عليك يا أمي. السلام عليك يا أمي. And salam upon you, O my mother. Mumtaz. That's exercise number two in the bag. Walhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, exercise number three. أنث الفاعل في كل من الجمل الآتية. خرج محمد من البيت. The example. خرج محمد من البيت. Muhammad left from the house. Talking about Amina, we will not say خرج. خرج is for a male. So we're talking about Amina, we would say, Kharajat Aminatu min al-bayti. Kharajat Aminatu min al-bayti. Kharajat Aminatu min al-bayti. ذهب المدرس إلى الفصل. ذهب المدرس إلى الفصل. ذهب went. He went. ذهب المدرس. Who went? The teacher went. ذهب المدرس إلى الفصل. The teacher went to the classroom. If it's, let's say, for example, it's a female teacher, what would we say? ذهبت المدرسة. ذهبت المدرسة. ذهبت المدرسة إلى الفصل. ذهبت المدرسة إلى الفصل. ذهبت المدرسة إلى الفصل. Technically, if we have a word like that, ذهبت, and then المدرسة, so ذهبت ends with the سكون, and then المدرسة also begins with the سكون. So what happens? Rather, we join directly, and so it would be ذهبت المدرسة إلى الفصل. ذهبت المدرسة إلى الفصل. ذهبت المدرسة إلى الفصل. Number two. ذهب أبي إلى المستشفى. ذهب أبي إلى المستشفى. My father went to hospital. May Allah grant him shifa. ذهب أبي إلى المستشفى. My father went to hospital. Change it. ذهبت أمي إلى المستشفى. ذهبت أمي إلى المستشفى. My mother went to hospital. جلس الطالب في الفصل. جلس الطالب في الفصل. جلس الطالب إلى الفصل. ذهب جلس الطالب في الفصل. Right? جلس means to sit. He sat. جلس الطالب, sat the student. The student sat where? في الفصل. جلس الطالب في الفصل. Female. جلست الطالبة في الفصل. Joining it quickly. جلست الطالبة في الفصل. جلست الطالبة في الفصل. Number four. خرج أخي من البيت. خرج أخي من البيت. But if a female left, if your sister left, will you still say خرج أخي? No. You would say خرجت أختي. خرجت أختي من البيت. خرجت أختي من البيت. My sister left from the house. تأمل ما يلي. Ponder over the following. As we just explained. جلست الطالبة. Sat the female student. Look at جلست ends with a سكون. And then الطالبة also begins with a سكون. الطالبة begins with a سكون. And so we got the meeting of two سكونs, and so we join it up with a كسرة. So instead of saying جلست الطالبة, we would say جلست الطالبة. جلست الطالبة. جلست الطالبة. ما شاء الله. Exercise number 5. اقرأ الجمل الآتية. Read the following sentences. من الفتى الذي خرج؟ من الفتى؟ Who's the young lad؟ الذي خرج؟ Who exited, who left؟ من بيتك الآن؟ Who left from your house now؟ من الفتى الذي خرج من بيتك الآن؟ Who's the young lad who exited from your house now؟ هو ابن عمي. He is the son of my uncle. هو ابن عمي. من الفتاة التي خرجت من بيتك الآن يا محمد؟ من الفتاة؟ Who is the young girl؟ التي خرجت. See, we did not say الذي. We said التي. Why? Because it's a female. من الفتاة التي خرجت من بيتك الآن يا محمد؟ من الفتاة التي؟ Who is the young girl؟ التي خرجت من بيتك الآن يا محمد. Who is the young girl التي who خرجت من بيتك, who exited from your house الآن يا محمد. Now O Muhammad. Who is the young girl who exited from your house now O Muhammad. What does Muhammad say? هي بنت خالتي. هي بنت خالتي. She is the daughter of my She is the daughter of my khalati. She is the bint of khalati. Here, bintu khalati. She is the daughter of my mother's sister. Khala. Your khala is your mother's sister. Many also mention, they say, kala. Kala. Technically, originally, this comes from the Arabic, which is khala. Khala, your mother's sister. Number three. لمن المفتاح الذي على المكتب لمن to who belongs what المفتاح the key الذي which على المكتب which on the desk to who belongs the key which is on the desk هو للمدرس it belongs to the teacher هو للمدرس it belongs to the teacher هو it هو means it here للمدرس belongs to the teacher number four لمن الساعة التي على السرير لمن الساعة التي على السرير to who belongs the watch which is on the bed لمن الساعة التي على السرير لمن الساعة التي على السرير لمن to who belongs الساعة the watch التي على السرير which is on the bed. Hiya li zawji ukhti. Hiya li zawji ukhti. Hiya li zawji ukhti. It belongs to the zawj of the ukhti. It belongs to the sister of the, of my, it belongs to the, li zawji ukhti. It belongs to the husband of my sister. It belongs to my sister's husband. Hiya li zawji ukhti. Hiya li zawji ukhti. Zawj. Spouse of my sister, the husband of my sister, mashallah. Exercise number six. أكمل الجمل الآتية بوضع اسم موصول مناسب. So اسم موصول, this who or which, it's called the اسم موصول. It's الذي or التي. So they want you to now choose what's more appropriate. What is appropriate? الذي or التي for the following sentences. الكتاب something على المكتب للمدرس. الكتاب something على المكتب للمدرس. What would we put there? الذي or التي. الذي. Why? Because كتاب is masculine. الكتاب الذي على المكتب للمدرس. الكتاب الذي على المكتب للمدرس. Excellent. Number two. القلم something في حقيبتي مكسور. القلم something في حقيبتي مكسور. القلم الذي masculine. القلم الذي. القلم الذي. القلم الذي في حقيبتي in my bag مكسور. The book, the pen which is in my bag is broken. Number three. السيارة, feminine. السيارة التي خرجت. السيارة التي خرجت من المستشفى. The car which exited from the hospital. الآن, now, للطبيب الجديد. Belongs to the new doctor. Belongs to the طبيب الجديد, the new doctor. So the car التي خرجت من المستشفى, السيارة التي خرجت من المستشفى, the car which exited from the hospital now, للطبيب الجديد, belongs to the new doctor. الكلب الذي, the dog which, الذي, الذي في الحديقة مريض, the dog which is in the garden is sick. The dog which is in the garden is sick. الفتاة التي الفتاة الفتاة not فتاة but rather masculine. الفتاة الذي الفتاة الذي the young lad who الفتاة الذي خرج من المسجد الآن ابن المؤذن. The young lad who left from the masjid now is the son of the muadhin. One more time. Al-fata alladhi kharaja min al-masjid al-ana ibn al-muadhin. The young lad who exited from the masjid now is the son of the muadhin. Number six. تلك البطة التي تحت الشجرة لبنت الفلاح. تلك البطة. That duck. تلك البطة. That duck. Far away. تلك البطة التي which تحت الشجرة under تحت الشجرة under the tree لبنت الفلاح belongs to the daughter of the farmer. ما شاء الله. Number seven. البيت الجديد the new house الذي في ذلك الشارع which is in that street للوزير belongs to the minister. Number eight. الدرس الذي the lesson which الدرس الذي the lesson which بعد هذا الدرس which comes after this lesson سهل جدا is very easy. The lesson which comes after this lesson is very easy. Number nine. من الفتاة التي who is the young girl that جلست أمام المدرسة who sat in front of the teacher. Who's the young girl who sat in front of the teacher? هي طالبة من ماليزيا. هي طالبة من ماليزيا. She is a female student from Malaysia, from Malaysia. Number 10. أتلك الحقيبة is that bag. أتلك الحقيبة is that bag. التي تحت المكتب which is under the which is تحت المكتب which is under the desk لك يا خالد belongs to you oh خالد أتلك الحقيبة is that bag أتلك الحقيبة التي which تحت المكتب which is under the desk لك يا خالد belongs to you oh خالد جيد. Excellent. What does he say? لا هي لصديقي محمد. هي لصديقي محمد. No, it belongs to my friend Muhammad. هي لصديقي محمد. No, it belongs to my friend Muhammad. Take note, the name is Muhammad, not Muhammad, but rather Muhammad with a ha. جيد. الكلمات الجديدة العم. What does العم mean? العم means أخو الأب, brother of the father. And عمة أخت الأبي, sister of the father. الخال means أخو الأمي. الخال means أخو الأمي. الخال means the brother of the mother. الخالة أخت الأمي. أخت الأمي, the sister of the mother. الفلاح so and so is a فلاح. سليمان is a فلاح. فلاح means farmer. And lastly مستشفى الولادة. مستشفى الولادة means maternity hospital. مستشفى الولادة means maternity hospital. ما شاء الله. مستشفى الولادة maternity hospital. ما شاء الله تبارك الله. And with that, brothers and sisters, walhamdulillah, we have completed exercise number 12. What did we learn in exercise number 12? We learned anti when speaking to a female. We learned baituki when speaking to a female. We also learned alladhi is for that which is masculine and allati which is for that which is feminine, and both mean who or which. Walhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, a maxim from the noble Quran bi idhnillahi ta'ala in the last few minutes. We had taken lastly maxim number 14. Now we move over to maxim number 15, insha'Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the noble Quran, وَلَعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ وَلَعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And the end result is for those who have taqwa. You know, the ending is for those who have taqwa. And this is mentioned many a times in the Noble Quran. For example, Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 128. Surah Qasas, verse number 83. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This here in reality gives the Muslim hope. that you might see things as disasters, you might have difficulties, you might be going through problems. You look at the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the turmoil, etc. You know, one might ask, what's the point? Well, subhanallah, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, and the end result, the ending is for those who have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find in the Noble Quran, Musa alayhi salam saying these words to his people. We also find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressing the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and mentioning this. We find that also in the middle of the story of Qarun, we also find the similar, these words are mentioned. Example, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, or rather, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى, وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. And with regards to the middle of the story of Qarun, تلك الدار الآخرة نجعلها للذين لا يريدون علوا في الأرض ولا فسادا والعاقبة للمتقين, والعاقبة للمتقين, which means the end result of taqwa is goodness. The end result of having taqwa is goodness. That this taqwa only comes with good, it only comes with khair. We find Allah mentions in the Noble Quran, فَاصْبِرْ إِنَّ الْعَاقِبَةَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, and have patience, verily the end result will be good for those who have taqwa. The end result will be good for those who have taqwa. And so, brothers and sisters, the lesson here is that this is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a guarantee from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the end result for those who have taqwa is that they are going to be in a good position. There's good in store for those who have taqwa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst the muttaqeen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those who have taqwa, walhamdulillah. Also, brothers and sisters, a verse from the Noble Quran via which we can apply some of the Arabic that we've already learnt. Allah mentions in Surah Muhammad, verse number 19, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ, فَعْلَمْ, and so know, ilm, have ilm, فَعْلَمْ, and know, أَنَّهُ, that verily he, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la ilaha illallahu, that there is no deity, there is la ilaha, there is no deity illa, except Allah, there is no deity worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that except Allah, worthy of worship, that is muqaddar, it's understood. People worship isms and schisms and idols and all of these things, but the deity worthy of worship is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the verse again, repeat, فَعَلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Excellent. Another verse, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 19, Allah mentions, إِنَّ الدِّينَ, indeed, verily, إِنَّ الدِّينَ, verily the deen, إِنَّ الدِّينَ, verily the religion, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, with Allah, verily the religion with Allah, verily the true religion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامُ, verily the deen with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-Islamu. Excellent. And lastly, brothers and sisters, the verse Surah Baqarah, verse number 120. قُلْ إِنَّ, say, قُلْ means to say. You're ordering somebody to say. قُلْ إِنَّ, verily, هُدَى اللَّهِ, the guidance of Allah, هُوَ الْهُدَى, is the guidance. Say, verily, the guidance of Allah is the guidance, is like the ultimate guidance. The guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the guidance. It is the ultimate guidance. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. With that, we come to the end of this majlis. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us khair and barakah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala record our sitting, our learning, our studying in our scales of good deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us knowledge which is beneficial and keep us away from knowledge which is not beneficial. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.